All right, Gary, what are we doing this week?
Well, Cole, if I can turn your attention to this NES, kind of larger, novelty-sized NES cartridge of Strider.
It's got those large novelty sunglasses on it.
Yeah, it's huge. Yeah. Huge. But what this actually is, are you familiar with the tradition of Russian nesting dolls?
Yes. The Matryoshka dolls.
Matryoshka dolls, correct.
Ja.
For,
I'm sorry,
yeah, for, da. Da, 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 tovarish. The, for, because Russian children liked boring toys.
Hmm.
And this NES Strider card has a secret.
Ooh, is it a deep, dark secret?
Sure, why don't you open it up and find out?
All right, here we go.
It's a mildly oversized NES Strider cart.
Oh, wow. We can find a mildly oversized NES to put this in.
No, it's not done telling its secrets yet. Peel this like an onion.
It seems it stinks like an onion. Waka waka. It just seems weird that Strider would be the game they would choose for this. It's not even real. Okay.
Well, we don't even know if we're there yet. Okay. So just
to make it just as the disguise one. I hope there's something better inside of it.
Right. We'll never know. We've got at least five more layers to go through.
All right.
Good. Okay. Still striding.
Okay. Here we go.
Oh, Genesis version of Strider.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, it's still too big.
Damn it.
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Arcade version of Strider.
Inside of the Genesis one? That's crazy. How'd they fit that Gemma board? Neat. Like on your keychain? Huh,
yeah.
Cool. Fire it up.
No, wait. The button's not doing anything.
Oh.
This is a seam. Fuck.
Here we go.
All right. Okay. Well, this one's just a Russian nesting doll. It's got our faces on it on either side.
That's creepy.
Yeah, that's weird. Who made this?
I don't know.
All right, I think this is the last one.
Okay, here we go.
All right. Oh, it is a regular size copy of Strider for the NES.
I never saw it coming. Fuck.
Strider, see? I'm Gary Butterfield.
My name's Cole Ross.
And this is After Suffering. It is the show where we play games so you don't have to. Bad games. Sometimes.
Why are you doing this to us?
Yeah. Strider. Striding hard.
People really like Strider, Gary.
Yeah. Game Facts quick reviews. Nines and tens.
Ugh.
All over the place.
Are you sure they're not mistaken?
Favorite NES game from NCH999.
Oh, good.
The graphics are awe-inspiring. Oh, they're not awe-inspiring.
Okay, good. It's like even like Contra looks like wicked better than this.
Yeah. Shut up, NCH.
Go to hell.
Yeah.
You're in the pocket of Big Strider.
Isn't that the bad guy from Half-Life 2?
Yeah.
The Strider industry. Well, Strider's been subsidized. Russian farmers can make as many Striders as they want. They get paid for all of them, no matter how many they get bought.
The Strider fields lay barren.
Yeah.
As Russian Willie Nelson goes around playing benefits as they get fat off the government teats, making all of the kids
play their Striders.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you dig up that landfill, or Russian landfill in Siberia.
Ugh,
full of Striders. You go to ground zero, Pripyat is one gigantic glowing Strider.
I can't even hear jokes about that fucking landfill anymore. Like,
yeah,
I get it. Lol.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny too because it's such like a non-news thing.
Yeah,
and it was such a big deal that they were pulling it up. It's like, oh, here's a bunch of trash they threw out. You know, it was a big deal for some reason.
Yeah.
I did wonder, it wasn't because I bought a copy of that, but I had that game. I had Atari ET.
Mm-hmm.
And for a second I thought, like, what if like my copy of that game came back to me somehow now that it's been unearthed, like it's been trying to get to me since I was five. Oh. You know, just like shaking underground, like couldn't get out, and now like these are like whipped through the air.
It's like Bobo.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm gonna like get in an eBay lot.
has GB written on it.
Yeah. And then a picture of a Pac-Man with a big boner, as was the style at the time. I didn't know what boners were at that time. It's pretty dumb. That landfill thing is pretty dumb.
Yeah.
I agree. It is interesting, and it was like, I feel like the video game industry, if it was going to collapse, it needed a symbol for it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it is such a perfect, like, you know, even it's overplayed. Like, I'm sick of it too. But mm-hmm. like, if you were a news person or like you were writing an essay on the video game collapse, you could not ask for a better thing to have happened.
Oh, true.
You know, it really encapsulates mm-hmm. that shit.
Yeah. But I think like even like the Pac-Man game for Atari, they made more of those than there were Ataris in existence.
Yeah, which is crazy.
That, like that probably
brothers and sisters could own their own copy.
Exactly.
I'm not sharing with Kayla.
Go to hell.
Yeah.
I'm on a grand rewatch of The Simpsons.
Yeah.
And so that's why, if you've noticed that I've been a font of Simpsons references lately, like more so than usual, it's because like I'm on season 8.
Oh, that's good. You're making good progress.
Yeah. Well, you know, yeah. I've been having trouble sleeping. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. But but that would probably be the one that is more likely to have caused that. But E.T., it's like, here's this interloper, not from, like, okay, yes, from another world, but also from another medium that somehow, like, better encapsulates the excess of that time.
Well, the secret, too, of the E.T. Atari game is that it's not that bad.
Right.
No, like, I mean, it's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Like, it was going for something, which is more than you can say for, like, 90% of Atari games.
For sure. It was, like, the first game that, like, presented a bunch of different, I don't know about first, but, like, it presented a bunch of different play scenarios.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, in a sequential way. It had a title screen, which wasn't anything that happened before.
Yeah. And it just, you know, it had an interesting kind of like, you know, non-death temporary fail state
mm-hmm.
kind of things that could happen and stuff. It was very interesting.
Yeah.
As a game, I never got anywhere in it because, you know, it's really inscrutable.
Yeah.
But it's inscrutable. It's not like, mm-hmm. you know, terrible.
Right.
In the way it's meant to be.
Yeah.
Like the way a week of Garfield is.
Or Strider for the NES.
Strider for the NES isn't as bad as that. But
true.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah. It's
like, it's pretty shitty.
So I've only ever, like, some, having not played the Genesis or arcade versions, like, I'm aware of them, obviously. Obviously, I'm aware. I have a goal. You know, like, I know what's up, right? I just never, you know, never took the time. I was more of a shinobi guy, and we're talking about ninjas. You know, like, I'm only familiar with Strider, hear ya, as the character that Capcom tries to bandy about in its fighting games. In such a way to make me think they really want me to care about Strider.
I think it was probably because Strider, like the 16-bit and the arcade versions are stone cold classics. Like those are good games.
Mm-hmm.
And like the idea, I think that I didn't take it that way. Like I thought, like, I mean, yes, I would have rather have seen Bionic Commando,
mm-hmm.
you know, in Marvel versus Capcom.
Yep.
But like it seemed like a real, like, you know, Capcom only has a few characters that would lend themselves well to a fighting game. Like Strider made as much sense as anything to me.
True.
You know,
yeah.
Bionic Commando would have ruled. And this game looks like it's trying to be Bionic Commando, at least initially, with the mm-hmm. the opening cinematic and the transfer analyze password.
Yeah, using the gigantic computer consoles to be like, find Kane.
Yeah, why do they have to write that in like a, you know, 82-point sprite or a font? So you can't fit the entire one word on one line of the computer.
Yeah, it's just inefficient. You're wasting characters on hyphens.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Seriously, there's that funny Onion from the Our Dumb Century book where it's the Onion like brags like biggest typeface in the industry, and it was for World War II, and it just said WA, and then it's like the line continued on page two.
Yeah, we should explain what a Strider is. A Strider execute explosion.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. None of this stuff is really in the Genesis version either. Like the Genesis version is this weird, like, you know, kind of impressionistic Russian action game with no story at all. This is ridiculous. Where there's like Vice Director Matic, and you're sent to kill Kane, your one friend, because somebody once knew who he was. Like he's been captured. Somebody knew who he was at one time. Mm-hmm. There was only one option: kill him.
The way that I write it is like a spy novel kind of thing, where like he got captured and identified, so he's useless to the organization. He's a liability, so you got to burn him.
Right. Yeah. But the well, syntax is
the way they say it.
Yeah.
So they knew who he is. Therefore, he's. But I can't. I must find him.
Yeah, and then you enter into a bewildering shitscape of like maze-like garbage platforming with not enough invincibility when you get hit,
mm-hmm.
and lightning that strikes inside.
And, yeah. No, it's lightning that manifests a tiny little lightning cloud that would be over a sad person in a cartoon.
Yep, but that even when you go underground continues for a time. And you don't get past the first level because you get that first code or first key code and you get the second one and it doesn't open the second door for some reason.
Yeah.
The end.
Yeah, so we both got stopped at exactly the same spot.
I was like, I have the fucking key code. And at first I thought it was a color blindness thing. Like, is there a red 2 and a blue 2 or something?
No.
But I explored the whole level and just couldn't get through it. So, mm-hmm. The end.
Yeah.
That's Strider for you.
Yeah. Well, they're like, they call them files, but they're key cards, but they're...
Yeah, maybe I had to analyze the file, because that's what you analyze when you're in the title screen.
Yeah, but do you have to go back to the title screen and then redo the entire stage?
And how
do
you go back to the title screen?
I never figured it out. I
don't know either.
And I wasn't determined enough to do a fact for this like I was on A Week of Garfield.
Yeah, that's the kind of game you take home to mama. this is not that. And there are really in-depth facts of this. I remember seeing this on Crontendo and him talking about how it's like... You know, there's this weird, like, this era, late 80s Capcom and Konami games mm-hmm. that are okay, but are kind of shitty and flawed, like never actually quite make it mm-hmm. Because of some kind of control issues. Like, you can see Capcom kind of fine-tuning things, you know, and getting towards, like, Shatterhand, mm-hmm. which I don't think is Capcom, but that's a good game.
Yeah.
So,
but, like, just deciding what you can and can't jump off of.
Yeah.
Like, just the jumping off of a slope, God help you.
Yeah, and then the vertical, like the entire vertical jump that you have, so when you have to jump over those spike things,
mm-hmm.
And you can't like just press up against them as hard as you can and then jump, because if you press up against them, you'll kind of clip onto the top of it and get hurt,
mm-hmm.
and you don't have invincibility frames when you get hit,
right.
So your health just starts going, you know, start shooting down,
yeah,
nonsense,
and you have a Metroid health number instead of a bar, so
yeah.
Which I realize that's incredibly lazy to say, I can't figure out how much health I have. It's just giving me a number. But like a bar is really useful from like a, I'm looking at this out of the corner of my eye.
Yeah.
Kind of standpoint. So I feel a little bit justified in being incredibly lazy in processing
in an action
visual
game,
information.
I want a bar.
Yeah.
In like in an RPG, I want a number.
Oh yeah. Because like that requires just a little bit more precision. Like if something's going to kill me in an action game, odds are it's not going to kill me by just enough. It's going to be like, okay, I fucked up. So I was going to die from that anyway. Oh, well.
Right.
Yeah.
Blah.
But, like, this came out in, what, like, 89? Something like that? Yeah, it came out in 89. Like, Ninja Gaiden was, like, kicking ass at this time.
Yeah.
Like, Ninja Gaiden fucking rules compared to this.
Yeah, this is really shitty. It does that enemies spawning in nonsense, which is, like, common complaint. But because the enemies only have one move, which is to jump, like, right as they're about to hit you, mm-hmm. to get out of your sword arc.
Yeah.
The way you're going to attack that is to step back a step and then hit them, which respawns them.
Yep.
So you kind of just have to take it.
And spawn it.
There's really not a way to, or I guess you can kind of do a jumping attack, but it takes a long time to figure out how to deal with just the regular, you know, enemies with bayonets charging you.
Yeah. Well, they look like Lad Spencer. Except they have machetes and also, I think, what looks like Jason masks.
I think that, I mean, they're 8-bit representations of, they're supposed to have big fuzzy Russian hats. I think because it's I think they're epic. Like you run into enemies that look like cool 16-bit versions of these guys in the Sega version.
Okay.
So in the Genesis version.
Yeah, I'm looking at the box art. That's heroic, actually, like the Russian kind of thing. Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the first chapter takes place in Kazakhstan.
Yeah, Kazakh.
Kazakh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stan hadn't showed up yet.
No. Hello.
Okay, let's get this party started.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess I don't understand the Russian connection though. Like Russian. Is like a Cold War kind of thing? Like
it's not explained as far as I know in the other versions of the game. It's just like cool set dressing.
Yeah, you just have the onion towers.
Yeah. Yeah. Like you start in a cool like future Russia. Like Google image search Strider Genesis and just take a look at some of the things
I've got it up. It looks great.
I think it's just meant to kind of capture your imagination. There's not like any story to the game.
Yeah.
But you fight, like, when you... The first end boss is the Senate that all jump out of their seats and turn into this gigantic scythe-wielding worm. Like, it just bonkers.
I see it
like,
right now.
Yeah, it's a super... It's, like, a fucking cool game.
Yeah, it's
and
like
And you get all these little, like, animal companions and power-ups and stuff that you don't get in this one.
Yeah, no, that Senate thing, it looks like a Mecha Dragon Grand Falloon from, you know, Castlevania a little bit.
Yeah, you ride on it back and you can hang from it as it's moving through the air and stuff. It's great.
Yeah. I love the slash animation, like what I see here, just that really satisfying, like, big arc. It kind of looks like a charged Mega Man shot a little bit.
Yeah, and they try to do that in the NES version, but it just doesn't work at all.
Yeah, well, it clips through. Like, I mean, just, NES games have flicker. This is really bad flicker.
It's very bad
flicker. Like, to the point where when we're talking about the edge spawning, I think this might have, like, the furthest inside the screen edge spawning.
Yeah,
I've seen in a game.
It's really rough.
Yeah, and like I'm wondering how much of that is like if I could just find like one of those really true to like CRT television emulators. Like you have those ones where, like,
Yeah,
whether or not it would be like, okay, this actually would have been overscanned. So all this like glitchy stuff on the outside, I'm wondering how much of that is actually just things that they designed knowing it wouldn't have to show, so they could have that as like their action safe space.
Yeah,
but yeah, like on an emulator, it's really, really disorienting just to see somebody pop in from out of nowhere.
I ran it on an emulator and didn't run very well. But then when I downsized it a little bit, it ran a little bit better. It was like less flicker.
Yeah.
So maybe it's just a weirdly demanding NES game on that. It was kind of strange. Like I had that problem the first time I played it and I refreshed my memory right before we recorded.
Yeah.
And it went a lot better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Is there Strider lore that you're aware of? Because they've tried to continue it. Like I know that there's there is
Strider 2 for like PlayStation.
Yeah, yeah.
There probably is, but I don't pay any attention to it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not like a huge fan of the series or anything. I only know the first Sega Genesis game. I played the arcade game once.
Well, no, I assume that if you know a little bit about a thing, you know everything.
Yeah, you just know everything about it. Yeah. If not, No, I mean there probably is. There's probably a manual, but I didn't read the manual.
Yeah.
So I had no time for that when I was banging girls and drinking Kool-Aids like at the time. So
Jesus.
That's right.
One of those things was happening too early or too late.
So you can guess it. I just split the difference. Yeah. Like I was a late and early bloomer. These fish sticks are burned on the outside, but frozen in the middle. So it balances out.
Yeah. It's like, I'm just looking at this. So I guess I thought that there was a more like modern iteration of Strider, actually.
There is. There's a remake of Strider that just came out.
Oh, yeah. But is that just a remake of the Genesis one or is it?
Or I guess it's not really a remake. It's like a reimagining, like new version of it. So it's supposed to be pretty good.
Huh. It's like Xbox Live Arcade or whatever. Some shit. Yeah.
Yeah. It's on Steam and stuff. I would play that.
Mm-hmm.
Strider, man.
Strider.
It sucks that the NES version is so shitty. It's also the color palette's really insufficient. There's not enough contrast that happens.
Yeah, you're right. Like stuff kind of gets lost against the background. From what I saw, I know that there's not like an awful lot you can do with the color palette on NES. Like there are just some colors that it does better. Like that's why everything like that green and that orange show up. Like green, orange, and purple.
Yeah,
are the primary hues you're gonna see.
Well, they could have just made more things green, orange, and purple.
True, except for the deep blacks.
Yeah, they just didn't want to do that. They wanted to keep because he looks like a little 8-bit version of their actual Strider,
And he runs like he's goose stepping.
He does kind of goose step around.
He runs it like a perfectly like diagonal forward, so it's like a reverse goose step, but like he's doing high knees everywhere. he's got to always be ready. He's always conditioning. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. He's doing CrossFit.
Yeah.
In Russia.
Yeah. It's going to be paralyzed in 2 weeks.
Yeah, exactly. It's a pre-existing health condition. No one will take Strider. Thanks, Obamacare. You're Strider's only hope. I just had a thought of, because Strider has those pets in the Genesis version. What if, and I, recently spent more than $1,000 fixing my cat's teeth. It makes me think there should be Bobamacare. Which would be like the pet version of Obamacare.
Oh, Bo, because of his dog.
Yeah.
That took me way too long to get.
Yeah. And then I could just get my cat or pet. Mm-hmm. So was I saying cat or pet? My cat or pet insured on Obamacare. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Isn't there
Affordable Cat Act.
I mean, this is me being ignorant because I don't even want to have a fern depend on me. can't you get some form of insurance for your pet or is it?
You can. It's just spendy.
Yeah, I suppose.
And his teeth, I'm sure his teeth were a pre-existing condition.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and that was the thing I took him out for. Yeah. He's got a tumor on his chest that is, it's fine. Like, it's been, he's just got a lump, but it's really disconcerting because it's about the size of a golf ball.
Hmm.
Like, you're just petting him and just like, oh, shit, buddy.
Yeah, that's...
You don't mind.
I mean, if you got them checked out, my oh my gosh, my this is going to be like a sad story, but it's kind of not because it ultimately didn't get it in. My grandma on my dad's side, she had a cat named Tigree that the tumor like took over its entire side, like to where if you looked at it in profile, it was like Rob Liefeld's Captain America.
Oh geez,
it was. Yeah. I mean, like it was like probably the size of like a football. Like an oversized Nerf football that like threw it off balance, and it, like it got around, it was fine. But that cat lived to be like 17 years old.
Yeah, yeah. Like, sometimes they just get these fatty tumors.
Yeah,
and just nothing happens. These fatty corpuscles.
Yeah, like just died of something. I mean, probably not completely unrelated, but
yeah. That was the thing they said. Like when they checked it out, she's just like, "This is nothing. You could do surgery to get rid of it, but we don't recommend it because
I mean,
it's in a good spot for him." And yeah.
Well, I'm very sad to hear about your cat's health problems.
No, he's getting old.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's doing good. Mm-hmm. I'm putting in my money. I'm paying my pet owner tax that you do to keep an animal alive.
Yeah.
You gotta get one of those animals that doesn't require care.
Even like a goldfish. I want to be able to go away for a weekend.
Get like a nice cactus.
Yeah, get like a ficus.
I have a terrarium with this like prehistoric plant in it, like some kind of weird and it only requires like a shot glass full of water whenever I remember. So which is like every 5 weeks or so. And it seems to be doing okay.
Yeah, I don't know, I'm cool. I have enough like trouble taking care of my surroundings.
Yeah.
God, so many Amazon boxes, Gary.
Like build a cat out of them.
Like a cardboard mecha cat.
Yeah, like a cat drone.
Yeah, it's like I don't know where they come from. I mean, I understand that there's a man who brings them to
that's
me.
That's Amazon.com.
Yeah, like it's a very solvable problem. But like, I think I held on to them thinking like I'm gonna move, but I'm not. I don't plan on moving. So I just had a closet that is full of it. Like it's like way too late. Like I take them out. And like I'm like Andy Dufresne, like just releasing just a little bit of dirt into the yard through my pant leg, you know, every day.
Yeah,
you know, just kind of like, okay, if I dropped all these on at once, I would piss off my neighbors by taking up all the recycle bin space. However, something has to be done.
Yeah, you gotta get rid of them shits, man.
I know, I'm doing it a little bit at a time. I'm solving the problem.
Crush them all up. Can you do a thing where you like, you know, when recycling day is, can you just flatten them and put them next to the recycling bin?
I suppose I can. However, I've seen just stuff get left out like that, and I don't want to like come home to like a whole bunch of cardboard that I have to take back in. That's like soaked. Yeah. So I know when recycling day is. So every time I fill all of the remaining space in the in there. Yeah. So that when it goes out, it's maximized. So I'm not just kind of like, haha, deal with it. Put your bottles wherever the fuck. I don't care. But
you make a friend with the recycling guy. Yeah. Just be like, look, buddy, I'm buy you a beer.
Come on,
you gotta take these boxes with you.
Just okay, just get arrested for bribing a government official
in each box, and then just leave them all outside.
Put one.
And then
what?
When he gets all mad, put one beer. I assume he likes beers.
Well, I mean, who doesn't?
Yeah, he's a recycleman.
Tasty, chill, cold one.
Yeah, have some cold ones. Yeah. Or ship them back to Amazon with your thanks. Yeah. Like, thanks for the equipment.
Yeah,
Mr. Bezos.
Mr. Bezos. Oh, man.
Mr. Beezy.
Trying to get a hand Bezos.
Hand Bezos?
Yeah.
I can't, you know, I can't say, like, I still love that video. But,
but you can't say it out loud. You really can't.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah.
Because I feel like something was taken away from me.
It's so gleeful. Like, those kids, like, probably just are saying it because it sounds awesome because
it's probably
does.
Because their brother listens. Like, their brother's probably in American History X. Like, that's probably what it is. But they don't know. They're still innocent.
Yeah. And they're going to get shot in the bathroom anyway, Gary.
Well, yeah. And, you know, they deserve it for saying that word. However.
Jeez.
Few kids deserve to get shot. I'll stay on that record.
Okay. And I'll distance myself from that record.
Few.
Are you?
Are you one of them? John, do you deserve to get shot?
John, do you know what a love letter is?
John.
A love letter is a lasagna straight from my heart. You got a love letter from me. You're fucked.
You're fucked.
God, I watched that again. It's so good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at the disambiguation.
I didn't tell you this. I'm going to freak you out. It's not going to freak you out. But this summer, I'm taking a film noir class that is part, at least part, David Lynch. Like film noir and David Lynch.
Mm, that'll be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was that was how I primarily got introduced to most of the David Lynch eye.
Yeah.
That was I'm aware of. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
You know, I'm not as into to David Lynch as you are, but I will enjoy taking that class.
Yeah, no, it's great. Man. Film is text. It's awesome. One of the more demanding classes I ever took, actually, because it was a paper every week. So the class session was just going and watching the movie, and then you would just like the next week turn in a, 10-page paper about Kiss Me Deadly.
Yeah.
Which that's a hard movie to write about. There's not much to it.
I almost guarantee I'll not be writing a 10-page paper every week for this thing.
Yeah.
I do not think, in general, PSU is quite that strenuous, at least at this level.
Yeah. Well, maybe this was an honors class. Mm-hmm. I forget. I don't know. College is a big blur.
I hope not. I don't really want to write a 10-page paper every week.
Yeah.
Even if I had the bandwidth to do it, I don't feel like doing it. So, yeah. I'll be surprised.
Yeah.
So
I'm looking at this, the disambiguation page for Strider, and apparently there's a character named Strider on Homestuck.
Oh, I don't know anything about Homestuck.
Yeah, it's I bring it up on Abject Suffering for very good reasons, because it is the worst.
Yeah, I see it getting derided.
Yeah,
but I never like checked it out. I just see people making fun of it, and I would never like, thought, oh, I should see what that is and see what all the fuss is about.
Yeah,
and I was just like, oh, that's a dumb internet thing. I'm not going to look at it.
Yeah,
you know.
No. But, do you want me to tell them what they're doing next week?
Yeah, let's move on to the next one. We don't have that. Like, this is the worst kind of Abject Suffering game, where it's bad, but not, like, exceedingly bad.
Yeah.
You know? And not exceedingly good. This is a real middle of the road.
Yeah. There's not much, like, fiction around it. Like, I was going to talk about, like, Shinobi, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Shinobi, one of those Shinobi games, you fight Spider-Man.
I know, it's great.
So it's got that going for it.
It turns into a spider.
Yeah. You have to fight a Spider-Man.
The law firm of Spider-Man, Spider-Man, and Spider-Man.
Yeah, Spider-Man, 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 Spider-Man.
I don't know. Did you ever play the PS2 Shinobi game?
No.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah.
Some of those games are real good. So.
Anyway, so next week we are doing Cho-a-Nikki.
Cho-a-Nikki.
Yeah. So we have that we have that Patreon thing. Some of that money is going towards, like, hey, let's get this thing on virtual console because it's impossible to emulate.
And I'm familiar with the idea of Cho-a-Nikki. I think there's a Cho-a-Nikki fighting game at some point that I played, and one of the characters, like, they're all like big muscular men, and one of them is like a huge homoerotic like party airship. Like, the character is actually an airship with tons of naked men dancing on it.
Awesome.
And that's the character you play. I swear I didn't dream that, but like I had to find it. It was pretty amazing though.
Be still my heart.
Yeah, if you can just play as like a gigantic big gay party ship, like that's a good game.
Yeah.
This whole
game is a party. Like,
it is a celebration of all things party. Yeah. So, like,
I'm ready for just the unabashed positivity that's going to come from playing this.
I am too, man. I am too. I am ready to I'm ready to get party, get positive party on this thing.
Yeah, just get positive party pounded. Let's just do this.
Come on. Yeah, we're gonna get Cole and Gary get party pounded. Joe and Nikki.
So that one was suggested by listener, let's see here, Samuel Bear.
Okay, thanks. Yeah. Samuel Bear.
Yeah. And Strider was suggested by Phil Holmes. Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself, Phil. In the meantime, if you want to check out other shows, you can go to duckfeed.tv. Mm-hmm. And do that. And our ratings and reviews help more people learn about the show. Yeah. So it's very appreciated.
Spread the hate.